Good day, everybody. From me, Andre Fulyun from Gateway News, with a preview of some of our latest God stories. In what police describe as a miracle, officers yesterday rescued a U.S. pastor from his kidnappers during a shootout in Kabeja, during which three suspects were killed. The pastor, Josh Sullivan, 45, was found unharmed in the vehicle from which the suspects had launched their attack on police, who approached the vehicle outside a safe house in Kwamagaki. Sullivan was abducted at gunpoint from his church in Motherwell during a service last Thursday evening, and subsequently his kidnappers demanded an undisclosed ransom. News of the safe release of the pastor, who is living in South Africa with his wife Megan and their children since 2018, spread quickly among people who had responded to calls to pray for his safe return. The Hawk said in a statement released today that following verified intelligence, a multidisciplinary law enforcement team moved swiftly to the location where the rescue was carried out. In other news, cause for justice has applied to the High Court in Cape Town for the right to become a respondent in a case which pro-sex trade organization SWET is challenging the constitutionality of laws which criminalize prostitution in South Africa. In a press release and an in-depth article, both of which we are publishing this week, Rayon Smith, director of Cause for Justice, explains what is at stake if prostitution is legalized and why his organization wants to oppose SWET's application for the court to decriminalize adults engaging in sexual acts for reward and for various state organs to withdraw all criminal proceedings, expunge all records, and release any person serving a sentence for engaging in prostitution. In a remarkable revelation, he reports that although the South African government initially noted their opposition to the application, Cause for Justice learned at the end of 2024 that the government had withdrawn its defense, leaving the case unopposed. It is reasonable to expect that the state, as direct representative of the South African electorate, would defend a law made by Parliament, said Smith. He also noted that the Constitutional Court previously upheld the legislation regarding prostitution in S versus Jordan 2002, and the South African Law Reform Commission, after a wide-ranging and intensive seven-year project, recommended in 2015 to 2017 that the criminal ban on prostitution should be retained and further steps be taken to assist prostituted persons to divert out of the sex trade. He said that Cause for Justice seeks to uphold the legislation and accordingly applied to join the case to represent the public interest in retaining the criminal ban on prostitution. He said their stance is based on the dignity of each human person, endowed with inherent worth and incalculable value. Prostitution involves the commodification of the human body, reducing human beings to commercial sex objects for the gratification of predatory individuals, said Smith. Research and first-hand accounts of the practice and system of prostitution from around the globe show that it is inherently exploitative, violent, and abusive, and associated with harmful consequences for the individuals involved in it, their families, surrounding communities, and society. Smith said 20 other parties, in addition to Cause for Justice, applied to the court to be admitted to the case, 4 as respondents and 16 supporting SWET's application. If the applicants oppose these applications, the case could be delayed, with the court potentially only ruling by October on the applications for participation in the case. The court hearing of the merits of the case is expected to take place during the first semester of next year, he said. In his in-depth article, Smith said, both divine law based in the person and character of God, which affirms the value of human beings created in his image, including the creational purpose of sex, and South African law, with its roots in divine law and the Constitution, prohibit indiscriminate sexual acts for reward. South Africans therefore have reason to hope, pray, and support efforts to oppose the decriminalization of prostitution. You can read these stories and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, on Facebook at Gateway News page, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly. Until we meet again.